today.
Kim, let's kick off with European club football. The big matches this evening are in Munich, Germany, and Madrid, Spain. Bayern Munich will host Manchester United, and Atletico Madrid is at home against Spanish rival Barcelona in the decisive second legs of the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. Both first leg matches ended in 1-1 draws. In action Tuesday night, Chelsea of England and Real Madrid of Spain both advanced to the semifinals. Madrid reached the Final Four for the fourth season in a row with a 3-2 aggregate win following a 2-0 loss at Borussia Dortmund. And Chelsea got a late goal from Senegalese star Demba Ba to cap a comeback from a 2-goal aggregate deficit against Paris Saint-Germain. Chelsea beat PSG 2-0, and while the series ended 3-all on aggregate, the Blues of Chelsea moved on because of away goals. After Ba's dramatic goal in the 87th minute, the Chelsea fans and players were in a joyous mood, and Chelsea's Portuguese manager Jose Mourinho ran out onto the pitch. At the post-match news conference in London, Mourinho made his actions clear.
No, was not to celebrate. Was to tell the players how we have to play the last 10 minutes. Because I know in that moment they want to celebrate. They want to think that the game is over. They forget that you still have 3 or 4 minutes to play. And the way we were playing, we couldn't carry on winning 2-0. So I had to go there because I know it's the only chance I have to tell them and Fernando and Schürrle what we have to do in the last 7 or 8 minutes. So it was not to celebrate. But you could see that I can run.
Yes, I can see that you can run, coach. Meanwhile, Mourinho says the UEFA Champions League semifinals are shaping up as a thrilling competition.
You know, we are in the semifinals. And if the quarterfinals had 8 fantastic teams, imagine the 4 that are going to reach the semifinal. So anything can happen. Big opponent is waiting for us in the semifinal, but I think it doesn't matter who. They know that we are a team with a special spirit, even if we are a team not in the maximum of our potential.
That's Jose Mourinho, the manager of Chelsea Football Club, speaking at Stamford Bridge in London. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, I remember you saying last week that our VOA football fans could look forward to some exciting finishes in the English and Spanish leagues. How about an update?
Well, that's right, Sonny. As a proud Liverpool supporter, I'm very pleased to inform all our Voice of America listeners around the continent of Africa that if Liverpool can win the remaining 5 Premier League fixtures, they will win the title for the first time in 20 years. That's how exciting it is to be a fan of the Reds these days. And heaven knows, Sonny, we've had some bad times recently. Manchester United, our greatest rivals, have dominated English football, so perhaps now it's time for a change. Liverpool have got 74 points with those 5 games to go, 3 at home and 2 away, and 2 of those home games are against the clubs immediately below them, Chelsea and Manchester City. In fact, Sonny, this coming weekend could be ultimately a title decider because Liverpool face Manchester City at Anfield, and I feel if Liverpool can bag maximum points from that game, they could well be on their way to that elusive title. As mentioned, Liverpool have 74 points. Chelsea have got 72. Manchester City have got 70, but I must stress they have played 2 matches less than Liverpool or Chelsea. Arsenal, I feel, now out of the running with 64 points. Their big battle, Sonny, is to finish in the top 4 because the top 4 clubs qualify for the Champions League. And they're just 1 point ahead of Everton after losing 3-0 to the Toffees at the weekend. But Everton have that precious game in hand. And after Everton come Tottenham. And then in a rather strange position for them, Manchester United, only 7th at the moment with 57 points. and clearly out of the running to win the title, and almost certainly out of the running for a top four place and Champions League football next season. At the bottom end of the table, Sunderland with 25 points, Cardiff with 26 and Fulham with 27. And the gap between Fulham and the club immediately above them, Norwich, is 5 points. But interestingly, Fulham host Norwich this weekend. And to put it mildly, Fulham must win that game to have any hope of staying in the Premier Division. If we switch then, Sonny, to Spain, that exciting three-horse race towards the title continues. Atletico Madrid, Barcelona and Real Madrid all won. And the result of that is that with six rounds to go, Atletico got 79 points, Barcelona 78 and Real Madrid 76. And just to stress what we've said many times on the Sunny Side of Sport, in the very final round of matches this season, Barcelona are at home to Atletico Madrid. What price that the winners of that match will be crowned champions of Spain?
David, let's turn now to Zimbabwe. The country has had financial problems over the years, funding not just its national football team, the Warriors, but various sports. And it looks like the country continues to be cash-strapped. How about an update?
Yes, Sonny. Zimbabwe Football Association are in dire straits. They've got no money. They've had to withdraw their youth and junior teams from the African Championships and are now battling to find the money to bankroll the senior men's and women's teams in their respective tournaments. Now, something desperate had to be done, and I take my hat off to Cuthbert Dube. He's just been re-elected chairman of the Zimbabwe Football Association, who are known as ZIFA. He rightly pointed out that the sponsors who football in Africa rely on so much for cash, they're also battling these days. It is economically very tough in southern Africa. So Dube had to look elsewhere, and he was very quick to say that maybe some people will ask if I'm still all right in my head, but we are going to diversify into farming in a very big way. Now, what he's talking about is ZIFA getting some farms from the government and then growing crops and also doing cattle ranching. And, Sonny, I've got nothing but admiration, provided, of course, there's a solid business plan and this is a feasible operation. But I think, you know, rather than just sulking and moaning and going begging to the government all the time, it seems to me that Zimbabwe football officials, they're looking out of the box. They're trying to come up with something different. And I just had a thought. I mean, Nigeria is another country where the National Football Association forever seemed to be linked with that cliche, cash strapped. Now, why don't they go into business just like the Zimbabweans are proposing? Let's open up some supermarkets. And as long as prices are competitive, I think the fact that Nigerians know that if they shop in those supermarkets, they're actually helping the super eagles, could really take off. Very interesting proposal indeed. And let's hope the Zimbabwean Sunny can make a success of it.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Top African distance runners will test their speed and endurance in Sunday's London Marathon. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with the 2011 champion and last year's runner-up from Kenya. Here's Andy.
We are talking with Emmanuel Mutai of Kenya, an illustrious runner who's won the Virgin Money London Marathon and was second last year. Emmanuel, yes. Can you compare your form this year with last, when you had a very good run to finish second?
For this year, I prepare myself very well for the Sunday. But, you know, for this time, I think competition will be a bit tough as compared as last year. What is in my mind is I just want to be more keen and prepare mentally. So because I know everybody will be looking for each other, but for me, I want to run my own race. But what determines this competition is how physically or mentally you are in your mind, so that you know when you want to break out, at what stage. So maybe I will have to be in the group until maybe the after 30 kilometers when the pacemaker will have gone. So that is now the beginning of how the race will be now.
You're the course record holder in London with 2 hours, 4 minutes and 40 seconds when you won the title. You also are a training partner sometimes with someone who's also running in the race, Stephen Kiprotich from Uganda, who's the Olympic and world champion. You do track work together. Does that give you an insight into one of your main rivals because you see him in training so much, one of your rivals for London?
Yes, of course, when you are training with somebody, you are going to compete with him. Of course, everybody wants to have a good results, but, you know, everybody, you know, for me now, maybe he's targeting me, and even me, maybe I've been saying no, because we have been training together, so maybe I don't want him to beat me, but on that day, that is what will determine how strong I am, and he's also how strong he is. But you know, during the training, sometimes maybe you relax behind or you are in front, but during the competition, you have to make a full effort that you run good for all energy you have.
There's always talk in London every year that the field is so strong. This year it seems really, truthfully, stronger than ever that the world record might go. But what do you think the chances are of breaking the world record when you have such a strong field and you've got Haile Gebrselassie pacing the men's field through to 30 kilometres? What are the chances?
For me, the world record cannot be broken in London because I know it is the pace is so high. Maybe to 30 kilometers world record pace, it's okay. Even after 35, it's okay. But towards the end, the course is so hard. So I don't think to break the world record in London is so easy. But it is so not so easy.
Well, I think we're all agreed on one thing, and that it is going to be a very, very tough men's race and a fascinating one. Emmanuel Mutai, a champion in London indeed. Good luck for the Virgin Money London Marathon 2014. All the best, Emmanuel.